of people say that the Native community needs heroes. Well, we already have our heroes. So let's just take a minute to remember them.
And any man who knows a thing knows he knows not a damn thing at all. And every time I felt the hurt and I felt the giving getting me up off the wall, I'm just gonna take a minute and let it ride. I'm just gonna take a minute and let it breeze. I'm just gonna take a minute and let it ride. I'm just gonna take a minute and let it breeze.
Had a Louis Riel become a buffalo soldier. Stood up to Canada and the father of Manitoba. Had a Fontaine get the apology. He told the story, then he said, come on, follow me. That's the gift. I guess I'll pass it on like the teachings passed at the Sundance before dawn. How did Juanique take a knife to the ribs then represent this country? Damn, she forgive. And how does Leonard Peltier get out of bed each day? Finding hope in the hopeless, it's the Indian way. And why did Tommy Prince fight for all Canadian people when right here at home he wasn't considered an equal? Overseas he fought with the heart of a warrior, then came back home to be treated like a foreigner. So yeah, I'ma live real lavish for all the time that you call my people savage.
You're listening to Unceded Airwaves by the Indigenous Collective at CITR 101.9 FM. Unceded Airwaves is broadcasting from the traditional, ancestral, unceded, and current lands of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
I'm just gonna take a minute and let it breathe. I'm just gonna take a minute and let it ride. I'm just gonna take a minute and let it breathe.
How did Terry know that she should keep up the faith? Time to put the first Native saint in a proper place. How did Buffy St. Marie know to keep on singing? Bury my heart at Wounded Knee, it keeps on ringing. How did Freddy Krueger know he had to stand up? Since I saw that photo, knew I had to man up. How did Penguins know that he should help that white man? Did he understand that others would take his land? But damn, the worst is over now. The bro Adam Beach is on movie posters now. This is Big Wub, still repping the res. Though I'm in the city, no, I won't soon forget what the elders taught me, always to share. My people don't want the pride, well, I don't care. How did Kanan know the world need this song? Well, I never know the answer, so I just sing along.
And
like,
any man who knows a thing knows he knows not a damn thing at all. And every time I felt the hurt and I felt the giving getting me up off the wall, I'm just gonna take a minute and let it ride. I'm just gonna take a minute and let it breathe. I'm just gonna take a minute and let it ride. I'm just gonna take a minute and let it breathe.
Yeah! Some true Native heroes right there. If you haven't heard of them, learn about them. I tell you to go read a book about them, but they don't write about our heroes in the history books. So go ask an elder, go ask grandma, go ask Cook'em, better yet ask Wap Canoe. I got opinions for days, gladly talk your ear off. And this is just the beginning. This could be a 500 bar song. One bar for every year of oppression. One bar for every rhyme I got to make an impression on today's youth.
Today's show intro was Heroes by Wab Canoe. Unceded Airwaves broadcasts every week from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded homelands of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Autumn Chanel Vilji. I am Treaty 11 Gwich'in and Inuvialuit on my mother's side, but I was born and raised in Amaskwachi with Skyagin on Treaty 6 territory of the Cree, Métis, Nakota Sioux, and Soto peoples. And I acknowledge that I'm an uninvited guest on Coast Salish lands. I'm grateful to be here. I've been here for my first year, all of my first year, and it's been great. I feel really grateful to be able to study in a colonial institution like UBC on this land. And now we have an extra special guest on the show this week. Last week, you all met my queer radio mom, Rosiva, but now it's time for Radioland to formally meet my real Native mom, as she made clear to Rosiva on Facebook one day. Very Native mom. Anyways, sorry, Mom, you're not my queer mom. Being queer is great. Anyways, do you want to introduce yourself, Mom?
Yes, my name is Mom, and I am Jacqueline Cooley, and I am Autumn's mother.
Cool. So, Mom, what's your favorite brand of shoes?
Birkenstocks that I haven't worn yet because I have to break them in.
Why haven't you worn them yet, Mom?
Because I just bought them yesterday.
Do any of you have any other questions for my mom?
Do you prefer soup or salad?
Both.
Good.
You have to choose one.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Yeah, but what about when it's really hot, I need salad? When it's really cold, I need soup?
Okay. Valid. Pepper. Valid. And good Melissa, point. Do you have a question for my mom?
What's it like being Autumn's mom? What's she all about? Like, she's going to be dishing it out all this whole show. So what you got on Autumn, I think, is the real question.
Okay. My girlfriend said I snore, I guess.
Okay. Can you confirm the snoring?
She can't because she snores louder. Yep.
I could go on, but you know what? She's learning to be a young person.
Okay, Mom. Learning to be young. Who's your favorite musical artist, Mom?
Right now I'm really big on Beyonce.
What's your favorite Beyonce song, Mom?
Hold up.
Do you think we should play Beyonce for my mom? Radioland?
Yes. I think so.
Yes.
Yeah? Yeah. Okay. Hold
we
up.
We can mix it in. We can mix it in.
Yeah. Okay. It's a kind of a sad show today, so maybe in the middle to make everybody a little happier. Okay. I think we should play some Beyonce. Anyway, so do you want to introduce yourself, Melissa?
Yeah, sure. So I'm Melissa Haberl. I'm a settler of German and Austrian descent. I grew up on Mi'kmaq territories of Epiquette, also known as Prince Edward Island. And I've been living here in on Coast Salish territories for about 6 years now. And I'm grateful every day to study in these territories. And yeah, that's about me.
Beautiful. Do you want to introduce yourself, Madison?
Sure. Tansay, Madison Singh, Sigasayan. My name's Madison. I am Cree from the Mixu Cree First Nation on my mom's side. And on my dad's side, I am Punjabi. I'm originally from Northern Alberta, Treaty 8 Territory. But I am so grateful to be here as an uninvited guest on unceded Coast Salish Territory.
Do you know who else is on Treaty 8 right now? My mom! She's teaching! You teach on Treaty 8, right, Mom?
Yes, I do.
Where do you teach, Mom?
I teach at Loon River First Nations. I teach grade one.
And what's your favorite grade one book, Mom?
My favorite grade one book? Oh, God. Anything by, what's his name now? Oh, God.
Robert Munch?
Robert Munch. Anything by Robert Munch, I love, love, love.
What do your kids love, Mom?
My kids? They love little books, just tiny.
Like the
tiny, tiny ones. So I buy each of them a little tiny book, and they read it. It's so cute.
So, also, I have one more question for you, Mom. What are you giving your kids to go to the washroom so that way they don't just escape?
What?
Kids, apparently she'll...
They escape?
They escape. They ask her to go to the washroom, and they...
I say yes.
But then they leave for a while. One kid goes and visits his mom,
yep.
I guess, in the kitchen. So what are you buying for them, Mom?
Baby toilet seats. So that way, if they need to go to the bathroom, they have to carry this toilet seat to the bathroom.
That's
because
creative. I like it.
Well, because you know what happens then? Is that I have one boy that doesn't even make it to the bathroom. He goes and he visits everybody in the whole wide world except does his business. And then he comes back and goes, I have to go to the bathroom. I go, again?
They have to carry on a toilet seat. Anyways, so, Ben, do you want to introduce yourself?
I'm not sure how I could top that, but yes. My name is Ben. I am from Korean and Jewish heritage. I grew up mostly in Shawnee territory, United States, which is now Ohio. I also am a settler and uninvited guest in Coast Salish territory. Is in loving every minute of it.
Beautiful. So we would like to thank our sponsors, Decolonizing Water and Norad Electric. You're listening to Season 3, Episode 22 of Unceded Airwaves. Today we have a music show for you all, but it's an extra special one. This music show is about protest songs. I don't know if you're all aware, but there have been quite a few reasons to protest right now. The first one that I can think of is protesting Kinder Morgan at the McLeod camp? The Cloud Camp?
Camp Cloud.
Camp Cloud.
Burnaby Mountain.
Got it backwards. Do any of you have any other reasons that we would need to protest? I can think of a few.
Other than the stifling systems of settler colonialism and white supremacy that's around us every day. I mean, there's lots. Of course, Kinder Morgan, the pipeline, the fish farms up in Kwakiwak territories mm-hmm. right now. Lots of activism happening around that. Yeah.
I can think of two that we actually covered on the show. Tina Fontaine and Colton Bushi. Mm-hmm. There has also been one several years ago with Cindy Gladue. But if you don't know who she is, look her up. Or read the Unseated column in the April issue of Discorder written by Emily Riddle. She's really important. We need to start talking about her. And her murderer also got an acquittal, but it's quite a sensitive topic. So please look her up on your own accord. Then also around the Burnaby Mountain thing, there have been over 170 people arrested for attempting to protect our waters, land, and Indigenous autonomy. As George Parker said, we are taking a stand against the Kinder Morgan pipeline. We are standing up against bullies. Justin Trudeau can't do his job by securing the safety of our future, so we will do it for him. I'm also saddened to tell you that this morning, I looked up the Gerald Stanley Support Fund, and it has over $222,000, and the Colton Bushi Fund had just hit $200,000. Why do white people have so much money? I don't get it. But they do, I guess. So basically, we all need to step up. And you should also read Settler Step Up by Melissa. She wrote it. It's on the blog. Read it. Do it. Do the things that she says. It was edited by an Indigenous editor. So, yeah. So this week is jam-packed with Buffy St. Marie, Peter LaFarge, Alyssa P. Isaac, Susan Aglukark, Dreesus, Leanne Simpson, and many more. Keep listening. But before we get into it, let's set our intention for the day. So we are the Indigenous Radio Collective. Every week we discuss Indigenous issues, current events, and entertainment. We are a collective of Indigenous and non-Indigenous students who use our weekly airtime for our own self-representation.
We strive to center Indigenous voices on our show and to build narratives that empower Indigenous people. Unceded Airwaves is our opportunity to share and define the diversity of Indigenous cultures and highlight some influential Indigenous people.
If you can relate to the goals of the show and are wondering how to get involved, please reach out. You can always reach us on our social media. We've got Facebook and Twitter. If you have a voice for decolonization, then we want to hear from you.
Everyone is welcome, and there's no experience necessary. Our weekly meeting is every Wednesday at 1 p.m. at CITR in the lower level of the Nest. If you want to get involved but don't want to be on the air, there are plenty of other ways to participate in the collective as well.
You can follow Unseated Airwaves on Facebook and Twitter. If you're aware of a great Indigenous artist, send us a tweet using the hashtag UnseatedMusic or send us a Facebook message at Unseated Airwaves, and we'll do our best to get it on the air. And if we play a song you send us, we'll even give you a shout-out.
We're always looking to hear from our listeners about what you're up to. So let us know about any Indigenous artists that you're into right now and what events you're attending or promoting. As always, we'll post a link of the podcast to this episode after the show. We'll have our weekly Unseated events listing to share a little later in the show.
So the first song here is dedicated to my mom. It's Hold Up by Beyonce. After that, it'll get a little bit sadder, but you should keep listening. So anyways, enjoy the little bit of Beyonce at the beginning.
I tried to change. Closed my mouth more. Tried to be softer, prettier, less awake. Fasted for 60 days, wore white, abstained from mirrors, abstained from sex, slowly did not speak another word. In that time, my hair I grew past my ankles. I slept on a mat on a floor. I swallowed a sword. I levitated, went to the basement, confessed my sins, and was baptized in a river. Got on my knees and said amen, and said I mean. I whipped my own back and asked for dominion at your feet. I threw myself into a volcano. I drank the blood and drank the wine. I sat alone and begged and bent at the waist for God. I crossed myself and thought I saw the devil. I grew thickened skin on my feet. I bathed in bleach and plugged my menses with pages from the holy book, but still inside me, coiled deep, was the need to know. Are you cheating on me?
Are you cheating on me?
Hold up, they don't love you like I love you. Slow down, they don't love you like I love you.
back up. They don't love you like I love you. Step down, they don't love you like I love you. Can't you see there's no other man above you? What a wicked way to treat the girl that loves you. Oh, love, they don't love you like I love you. Oh, down, they don't love you like I love you. Something don't feel right, because it ain't right, especially coming up after midnight. I smell your secrets, and I'm not too perfect to ever feel this worthless. How did it come down to this? Scrolling through your call list. I don't wanna lose my pride, but I'ma fuck me up a bitch. Know that I kept it sexy, and know I kept it fun. There's something that I'm missing, maybe my head for one. What's worst, looking jealous or crazy? Jealous or crazy? Or like being walked all over lately, walked all over lately. I'd rather be crazy. Hold up, they don't love you like I love you. Slow down, they don't love you like I love you. Back up, they don't love you like I love you. Step down, they don't love you like I love you. Can't you see there's no other man above you? What a wicked way to treat the girl that loves you. Hold up, they don't love you like I love you. Slow down, they don't love you like I love you. Let's imagine for a moment that you never made a name for yourself, a master wealth. They had you labeled as a king. Never made it out the cage, still out there moving in them streets. Never had the baddest woman in the game up in your sheet. Would they be down to ride now? They used to hide from you, lie to you, but y'all know we were made for each other. So I find you and hold you down. Missing, say, hold up, they don't love you like I love you. Slow down, they don't love you like I love you. Back up, they don't love you like I love you. Step down, they don't love you like I love you. Can't you see there's no other man above you? What a wicked way to treat the girl that loves you. Hold up, they don't love you like I love you. Slow down, they don't love you like I love you. It's such a shame you let this good love go to waste. I always keep the top tier, 5-star, sexy loving in the car, like make that wood, highly like a boulevard. What's worse, looking jealous or crazy, jealous and crazy? Or like being walked all over lately, walked all over lately? I'd rather be crazy. Hold up, they don't love you like I love you. Slow down, they don't love you like I love you. Back up, they don't love you like I love you. Step down, they don't love you like I love you. Can't you see there's no other man above you? What a wicked way to treat the girl that loves you. Oh, love, they don't love you like I love you. Oh, down, they don't love you like I love you. I'm up off my bed and get my swag on. I look in the mirror and say, what's up? What's up, what's up, what's up? I hop up off my bed and get my swag on. I look in the mirror and say, what's up? What's up, what's up, what's up?
The next song that you will hear is Universal Soldier by Buffy St. Marie. So we are starting the protest song segment of the show. We have stopped playing Beyonce, if you can't tell. I'm talking now. But yeah, enjoy some Buffy St. Marie.
He's 5'2" and he's 6'4". He fights with missiles and with spears. He's all of 31 and he's only 17. He's been a soldier for 1,000 years. He's a Catholic, a Hindu, an atheist, a Jain, a Buddhist and a Baptist and a Jew. And he knows he shouldn't kill, and he knows he always will kill you for me, my friend, and me for you. And he's fighting for Canada, he's fighting for France, he's fighting for the USA. And he's fighting for the Russians, and he's fighting for Japan, and he thinks we'll put an end to war this way. And he's fighting for democracy, he's fighting for the Reds, he says it's for the peace of all. He's the one who must decide who's to live.
live and who's to die. And he never sees the writing on the wall. But without him, how would Hitler have condemned him at Dachau? Without him, Caesar would have stood alone. He's the one who gives his body as a weapon of the war. And without him, all this killing can't go on. He's the universal soldier, and he really is to blame. His orders come from far away no more. They come from him and you and me. And brothers, can't you see? This is not the way we put an end.
Ira Hayes, Ira Hayes. Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey drinking Indian, nor the Marine that went to war. Gather round me, people, and a story I will tell. About a brave young Indian you should remember well. From the tribe of Pima Indians, a proud and peaceful band, who farmed the Phoenix Valley in Arizona land. Down their ditches for 1,000 years the sparkling water rushed, till the white man stole their water rights and the running water hushed. Now Ira's folks were hungry, and their farms grew crops of weeds. When war came, he volunteered and forgot the white man's greed. Called him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian, nor the Marine that went to war. Well, they battled up Iwo Jima Hill, 250 men. But only 27 lived to walk back down again. When the fight was over and Old Glory raised, among the men who held it high was the Indian Ira Hayes. Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian, nor the Marine that went to war. Ira Hayes returned a hero, celebrated through the land. He was wined and speeched and honored. Everybody shook his hand. But he's just a Pima Indian. No water, no crops, no chance. At home nobody cared what Ira done. And when do the Indians dance? Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian, nor the Marine that went to war. Then Ira started drinking hard. Jail often was his home. They let him raise the flag there and lower it, as you'd throw a dog a bone. He died drunk early one morning, alone in the land he'd fought to save. 2 inches of water in a lonely ditch was the grave for Ira Hayes. Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian, nor the Marine that went to war. Yeah, call him drunken Ira Hayes, but his land is still as dry, and his ghost is lying thirsty in the ditch where Ira died.
You're listening to Unceded Airwaves. The time is 2:25 p.m. You just heard Ira Hayes by Peter LaFarge. Next, we are going to listen to Susan Aglukart's E-186. Jackie, do you want to explain what this means? Why did Susan write about this?
Okay. From the 1940s to the 1980s, Inuit
Was it only between those dates, or did it happen earlier?
No, between the 1940s and 1980s. And what happened is the Inuit had to wear this dog tag. And what it said E, let's say, 145 or W, 6145. And it talked about the region and the number the person's from.
So the region...
So if you were W, you're from the Western Arctic. If you were E, you were from the Eastern Arctic.
Okay.
So basically this was, they couldn't say the Inuit names properly. So this was their, so you became a number.
So it was your Western name was a number?
Yes.
Yeah. Do we have family ties with that, Mom?
Yes. Your dad, everybody from.
Not my dad. My mom's dad.
Your grandfather. Had a name tag.
Do you have it?
I do. It's in my other computer at home.
Oh, you only have a picture of it?
Yes, I have a picture of it. It really made me proud that we still had it because I think we have to really treasure our history. That's why it's so important we learn.
I don't know if proud's the right word, but I understand where you're coming from. Were you, like, happy it didn't get lost?
Yes.
But it's not, like, a pride thing. You're not like, ha-ha.
No.
You were numbers and only numbers.
No, not that part's not pride. But when you come from the Arctic, things sometimes are hard to keep for centuries.
Mm-hmm.
They're hard to keep for centuries. And so the fact that we have this still today, and my dad died in, what, 1976?
Yeah.
And we still have it. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah. So now we're going to.
A question about it. What were the tags like? Was this like the colonial government? Was it through residential schools that they were handed out, or why were these tags imposed on people, or what was?
Mostly because they couldn't say their names. Was it
through education?
I'm not quite sure about that. That's pretty. I think it was just given out at birth.
Oh, okay.
So for like registry.
Registry, that's it. So this it carried with you for the throughout your whole life,
mm-hmm.
right? I don't have a name tag.
Yeah,
a dog. I don't have.
Well, also we're Gwich'in.
Yes,
like we were status Gwich'in. We weren't Inuit, so yes. That makes a difference.
But in those days, it wasn't the same as it is now. In those days, it wasn't about most of the kids up north didn't even have their status because it was part like everybody from the north got the same kind of thing. So it wasn't the same as it is today.
Anyway, so here is the Susan Aglukkaq song. It's coming up after some commercials for you all.
So you're a member of CITR and Discorder, but are you a true friend?
Get a Friends of CITR and Discorder card for $20 for discounts around downtown at
Little Sisters Book and Art Emporium, Sikora's Classical Records, the Cinematheque, Vinyl Records, and the Fall Tattooing.
Have you ever used or wanted to use a community lending library, collective workshop, or bike co-op? Come out to Making Space, questioning power and privilege in makerspaces on Wednesday, November 29th in the Mount Pleasant Neighborhood House from 5 to 8 p.m. to examine how power and privilege shows up in makerspaces and explore strategies that support more inclusive and equitable initiatives. Go to diversityandmakerspaces.eventbrite.ca to register for this event, and there'll be free food.
Thank you. We Are the Tribe.
So we're about to listen to We Are the Hallucination by A Tribe Called Red. And who are the other artists featured on that?
Fort John Trudell and Nort.
Awesome. Yeah, I would also recommend checking out this video. It is amazing. It's super interesting. They play with a lot of different themes and kind of like turning the colonial gaze on its head. And it's a really cool piece of music video. So definitely check that out, too. And yeah, that's coming up now.
I'd also like to acknowledge that my mom is taking selfies live in the studio right now with us.
Yeah, so mad selfies.
Thanks for that, Mom. And everybody watch the We Are the Hallucination video, as Melissa said. It's a really good song. And you kind of heard the beginning of it because I messed up a little bit. But that is A-okay. Enjoy.
We are the tribe that they cannot see. We live on an industrial reservation. We are the Halusa Nation. We have been called the Indians. We have been called Native American. We have been called hostile. We have been called pagan. We have been called militant. We have been called many names. We are the Halusa Nation. We are the human beings. Callers of names cannot see us, but we can see them. We are the Halusa Nation. Our DNA is of earth and sky. Our DNA is of past and future. We are the Halusa Nation. We are the evolution, the continuation. The Halusa Nation. Thank you. We are the Halusa Nation.
BC government now covers medications that could reduce your chances of contracting HIV by 90%. PrEP stands for pre-exposure prophylaxis and is a preventative measure that HIV-negative folks can take to reduce their risk of becoming positive. Health Initiative for Men suggests that if you have had sex with a partner with HIV, have had a recent STI, have multiple sexual partners, have a history of inconsistent or no condom use, are currently involved in sex work, or have had repeated courses of post-exposure prophylaxis, then you might want to think about looking into PrEP measures. CATR and Discorder are not medical professionals. Please refer to your doctor for more information.
Skookum Festival is here, where urban meets wild in Vancouver's iconic Stanley Park, September 7th, 8th, and 9th. The Killers, Florence and the Machine, Metric, R. Kells, The War on Drugs, St. Vincent, Father John Misty, Blue Rodeo, Mother Mother, Romeo, Bahamas, Stereophonics, and many more. Passes on sale now through SkookumFestival.com. Skookum Festival, produced by Brand Live, in collaboration with Virgin Mobile.
They fed me one story,
then another, spinning it until it became the unraveling ball of wool it always was. White lies, I like that. But me, I see different, because I have no home to keep feelings like these. On my TV, I saw your kids' big brown eyes carry light across the frame. I saw the corner of Guizhen's shy smile carry 10,000 years of benevolence. I saw those chubby brown toddler legs and fat, rosy cheeks full of dodo. I saw the lines on that kukum's face, the ones that trace you from the beginning of time, the one whose body is a magnificent instrument of story. On my TV, I heard that anti-silence, because you can hear silence if you try. I heard your elders, your dancers, your musicians, your poets. I heard your berry pickers, your beaters, your storytellers, your kukums. I heard your hunters, your trappers, your fishers, your medicine people. On my TV, I held the sound of your big river crashing, brushing, birthing life over land, birthing life over diamond rings, birthing life over sewage. I held that brave one's young voice on the stolen hill, telling the Gima that never listens, the Gima that can't listen, the Gima that refuses to listen, that she needs a school. And in your bright blue sky, above the cold that cracks bone, I carry with me a lone Canadian flag, missing its spine. One red stripe, shredded and lost, the other blowing away in the breath of the parting rocks.
You're listening to Unseated Airwaves, and the time is 2:50 something.
2:50.
Exactly. Great. The next, we're going to do unseated events. So we're going to highlight a few Indigenous events that are going on right now in the city or coming up in the coming weeks that you might be interested in attending.
So the first one that we have is the Indian Residential School History and Dialogue Center, which is following a conference held in March 2011 by the Truth and Reconciliation Commission of Canada on institutions of ceremony. The UBC First Nations House of Learning, FNHL, and the Indian Residential School Survivor Society, IRSS, began discussing about an institution of memory, addressing the experiences of survivors of Indian residential schools on the West Coast, 2029 West Mall. It's the grand opening on April 9th at 10 a.m. Save the date. UBC is hosting. I expect to see y'all there. Are you ready, Maddie?
The next event will be happening on April 22nd at the Wise Hall and Lounge at 1882 Adnack Street. Listen to Buffy St. Marie call resistance an act of love, name activism as belief in restoration, trust as resilience, music is medicine. There's alchemy in the work of Buffy St. Marie, utilizing a generous body of work spanning a half a century. Buffy St. Marie reminds us that the truest wealth we can accumulate is in community, story, connection, and truth. Through word and song, she moves us to look at our own reflections in the eye and raise our voices to meet this mission, bending her voice to the ear of the people, as always. Buffy St. Marie and guests Ronnie Dean Harris, Michelos Tucci, and Nisium call out to our beating hearts. Will we gather together in this work? We are the ones who must decide.
Again, April 22nd. See Buffy. She's great.
She is great. All right, our next event is the Lunch and Launch for the Journal of First Peoples Writing here at UBC. So the Lunch and Launch is going to be happening next Wednesday, April 11th, from 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. in Buchanan B, room 141. So just a bit about the journal. The journal in Hunkaminam, the name is Huanalmoch Sachils, which means the Journal of First Peoples Writing. And it's a student-run academic journal created here on Humathquim territory that strives to publish the Indigenous and decolonial work written being written right now by undergraduate students across Turtle Island. There's a focus here on students at UBC, but there are, I believe, other maybe a couple other folks being published from other territories. So, yeah, Ben, do you anything else? Did I miss anything about that one?
Did you mention that there is free pizza and other refreshments?
Ooh. Yes, pizza at the lunch and launch. Come out, hang out. It's going to be great. We're also launching our new website, firstpeopleswriting.com.
Oh, yeah.
Which will be great. So, yeah, come out and have some pizza and hear about the cool work happening in Indigenous and decolonial studies at UBC.
Do you want to do the fourth one, Ben?
I will. Last but certainly not least, Indigenous Brilliance Reading Series, a partnership between Room Magazine and Massey Books, and hosted by Jessica Jones and Jonina Curtin, is a series dedicated to featuring Indigenous women, Two-Spirit, and queer writers and performers. They are now accepting applications for all interested artists who would like to participate in a 2018 series. The next event on May 25th will feature Janet Rogers, an amazing Mohawk Tuscarora writer who is currently the Joy Koigawa writer in residence in Vancouver. If you are an Indigenous woman, Two-Spirit, queer writer and want an opportunity to read next to this amazing artist, contact Jess at jessicajones@roommagazine.com or visit roommagazine.com blog called Readers Indigenous Brilliance Reading Series.
Update, it is Jessica Johns. So it's Jessica Johns at roommagazine.com or JessicaJohns at roommagazine.com. So thank you for tuning in. Thank you to the amazing speakers and empowered humans who spoke at the Colton Bushi Tina Fontaine marches, all of those opposing Kindermargen, all protesting all of the fish farms, everyone enraged and demanding justice for Cindy Gladue, and all of those a part of the Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women inquiry that just unfolded and is currently unfolding here in Vancouver. We would like to thank our sponsors, Norad Electric and Decolonizing Water. The next show that you'll hear is Cue It Up. My name is Autumn Schnell, and you're listening to Unceded Airwaves on CITR 101.9 FM. We have one more song for you all. It is In the River, a protest song by Ray Zaragoza. So please enjoy.
There's gotta be some hope. There's gotta be some hope. There's gotta be some way for you to send your dogs away and to leave the land. Somewhere in your heart you'll find we're fighting for our right to keep the future bright and protect the ones we love. In the river is our sisters and our brothers. Camping out for each other. We are stronger when we band together, and we're standing up for the water. Don't poison the future away. You've gotta have a soul, Mother. Protects us all. If you treat her with disrespect, then what message have you left for your children and their home? In the river is our sisters and our brothers. Camping out for each other. We
are stronger when we band together, and we're standing up for the water. Don't poison the future away. How can you take and not appreciate the soil? Don't let this black snake contaminate our drinking water. This is for our sons and daughters. In the river is our sisters and our brothers. We are camping out for each other. We are stronger when we band together, and we're standing up for the water. Don't poison the future away.